T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Great in these kind of circumstances. They pitch it out to Albert Wilson down the far sideline. 50. He's going to go the distance. Albert Wilson high fives.
What a play call again.
By 50. He's got a gangle to the end zone. The 30. Oh. Jakeem Grant. Is pushed out or no? Did he get in? They say he's out at the one.
What a return!
Oh boy! Cody Core saved a touchdown, but Jakeem Grant just blew past everybody. Daniel, last shot, back to throw. They throw it down. They try to pitch it, and they do to Parker. Parker pitches it, and it's strike! Strike! 30, 20, Gronkowski's got a tackle.
Touchdown! The Dolphins win it!
Unbelievable!
Are you kidding me? That is unbelievable!
I don't believe what I just saw!
All right, that was a teaser for maybe a little bit of a letdown tonight for the first preseason game, but hey, listen.
I'm expecting the same energy on that broadcast tonight on yours.
Well, we were pumped up for about 3 seconds.
Right. Then. No, yeah. Listen, I'm looking for it. You got to have these. You know, you can go, it's pre, but Zach, you're right. You got to have these games because it's a new coach.
Right.
He
was the D coordinator for that moment, right?
That's
He messed up there.
He has seen it all, and I don't know if he was the special teams coach on the bunch of laterals, but
it was sort of defense, right? He did have all the defense.
I think
he was there.
He was there. He got to see.
Someone made the decision to put Gronk in instead of McCourty or Patrick Chung.
Well, there's no question that was if Gronk's in center field on that play, that was Belichick, right? Belichick still waiting for the ball to be thrown over the top where.
Because
Gronk could jump up and swat it away.
Who didn't think at that point that Tanny could throw an 80-yard pass downfield, right?
You know, I was thinking, I know they know everything. Like, hey, I can see him on the sideline going, how far can Tannehill throw the football? Can he get in the end zone?
70 yards. Yeah. 65 in the air. Yeah.
So, anyway, the Dolphins said he can't, and they said let's run all the laterals and
regardless,
and everything
else. Tonight, Joe, I know it's preseason. I know it is what it is, but tonight starts Dolphins football, and that's exciting for all football fans down here.
Well,
that's all that
matters. This is how you put your team together.
Right.
It's not like you have to have it, especially – at this NFL level, you got to develop your own players. You got a lot of guys, and tonight it's going to be a great opportunity for a bunch of rookie free agents, draft picks, CFL players, AAF players. I mean, you name it, if they can play. For some guys, it's a second or third chance that have been knocked around and getting another chance in their mid to late 20s. And so the whole thing, I mean, tonight is going to be like that. And they're probably going to keep 3 or 4 rookie free agents when it's all said and done. There'll be some guys there. But it all starts under the lights to see how those guys play. That's never going to change for any coach. It's one thing to have really good practices. And they go, test number one, really good in practice. You got our eye. Now we got to see you play tonight and see how you do. And so show us what, and so it'll be a lot of playing time. Josh Rosen's going to play a lot of football,
good,
I'm guessing, tonight.
Good.
So that'll be important to see how he gets started tonight and what they have in there and all that stuff. And we'll get into some of the names. Of course, Preston Williams has been one of those names that everybody's been talking about. And he didn't get drafted. And the only reason he didn't get drafted with the numbers he put up was – got in some trouble, had some off the field issues going back to Tennessee, between Tennessee and his stop where he had, but he had one great year, and so he gets to keep it going. Everybody's raved about how he's played, and can, you know, he crack into some of the veteran guys that are on this team and all the other stuff. So yeah, I am I'm curious. Sounds like everybody's going to play, man. If you can play, it's not just going to be about rookies tonight. It sounds like it will be a little bit of everybody out there. If you can play and they want to see you in different packages, you're going to play a lot of football. So Preston Williams will be one of those guys. By the way, you talk about putting up stupid numbers in college not to get drafted. Think about this. 6'5", 218, 4.540.
I like it already.
96 catches, 1,345 yards and 14 touchdowns. I don't care what level of competition you're playing at or anything else. Those are
it's a pretty good season, right?
Yeah. But you must they must, the whole league must have just put knucklehead on you not to draft it.
We get red flagged, you know, that's the problem.
Well, listen, we had a guy down here that was really good defensive tackle that went through the same thing.
Right.
And it sounds like Preston Williams
pre-draft red flagged.
Got red flagged. That's it. Red flagged hard for whatever they did. And whatever, when everybody does their background checks and just said, no, this
it's not worth the pick.
This isn't going to go. Yeah. And the Dolphins did their work and said, hey, let's take a shot. He's on a short leash, I'm sure, and show us that you can play. And so he gets his big chance tonight, man, right? Keep your nose clean, play well.
Don't you want a bunch of those chip-on-the-shoulder guys? You know, especially on a team like this that's kind of building for next year and the years after, not necessarily this year.
I don't
year.
Know if chip's the right word, but – there's a lot of guys who should be motivated to make the damn team because a great – if you're a young guy, this team you want to be on because of the game plan and what they have going on, and there's a good chance young guys going to play over the older guy. Well, there's not that many older guys on the team to start with. But, yeah, it's a great – if I'm an offensive lineman and I didn't get drafted, I'm like, hey, call the Dolphins and see if I was close to getting drafted and they like me because – you want to go? All those guys know which teams are loaded at what positions and your chances, and everybody wants their best chances. Last thing you want to do is sign with a team that's got 20 guys like you
right.
on the team. That's not going to work. So
you're an undrafted offensive lineman. You don't want to go to Dallas. You don't want to go to a team where five starters are in.
Well, I don't know, Zach. I honestly, I don't know which teams, but if you want to start, I would say this would be a pretty good team to jump on as an offensive lineman, knowing there's some big old holes in it. So we've got all that, and so we got a big night there. We got all kinds of other stuff. Other news coming out, St. Thomas Aquinas. Excuse me.
Get all that up.
I got a frog today that won't go away. This is what happens when I'm out late and I'm yapping.
You talk too much.
I did talk too much. Yeah. We got to get you to start going out and doing those things, and I'm going to stay home and you can show up at some of those things and do some yapping.
If they're paying, I'm playing.
There was no – it was charity last night.
Oh, then I'm home.
All right.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, the other thing is the USA Today preseason high school football polls out. St. Thomas Aquinas comes in at number one. And so just to add on to the football down here, Miami Central comes in at 15 on what is considered going to be one of the prestigious polls out there for high school football. We've also got the Kenny Steele, Stephen Ross story that happened yesterday, and we saw that, and that stirred it up pretty good yesterday afternoon, and everybody for way left and way right to jump in on all the things and social issues and politics and sports and everything else that went on. And
all you did was pour gasoline on the social media fires yesterday. That's all it was yesterday. Once that came out.
Boy, I'll tell you, yeah, it with everything going on, it goes right from the shootings last weekend to this stuff, and we'll see how it all plays out. But listen, everybody's going to have their own opinion on stuff. I don't want to hide from it today, but last thing I want to do is hear people are going to boycott product or boycott games or, you know, that's it for me and all that stuff because I mean, you're entitled to do whatever you want. You really are. Whatever you do and you feel about this from Stephen Ross's Trump fundraising lunch that's I believe is coming up tomorrow. Is that right?
Yep.
I think I saw it tomorrow. Kenny Steele's going, wait a second, Mr. Ross, this is not what we've been talking about. And you can't have all the programs and all the great work you've done. I think a lot of people were a little surprised. Stephen Ross can do whatever he wants, by the way. I mean, whether you like it or not, he can do whatever he wants in that very special B club that we may or may not like, according to where you are. But he's doing that Trump fundraiser. I was surprised. People asked me last night, were you surprised? And I go, well, I don't know Stephen Ross that well. But I was a little surprised, especially when I thought last year he kind of stood out to make sure he knew the players, not that he could do anything about all the things that were going on, but I thought he defended his players and put some programs in place and was trying to do some really good things. So I was a little surprised by it. But you heard Stephen Ross go, hey, I am doing this, yes, but I don't necessarily agree with everything that this guy does and says and tweets and all the other stuff. But obviously he believes enough to do the fundraiser.
Sure.
As in, I'm guessing, I mean, you can put two and two together. The economy's rolling along pretty good, and it's been good to me.
And that's what was
happening. And I
want to
give back and jobs and all that stuff. So whatever you think of it, and I heard, you know, people looking at Stephen Ross's other companies and how they can, you know, decide not to go. It's everybody's got a right. This goes back to Kaepernick and Nike and – I was getting Nikes, or I was at Dick's Sporting Goods the other day, and I heard a family. I was getting new tennis shoes, and for walking, and I heard a mother and two kids. I'm not buying them. Her kids don't look too young. Kids, young kids.
Sure,
they don't really care about all this stuff. It was all mom. She goes, well, don't look at Nikes. But those Adidas, what do you think, kids? Mm-hmm. The kids want Nikes.
Sure.
So I go, wow, this. I was like, this ought to be interesting. You know, I'm going for shoes that fit and fit my fat, swollen feet and all that stuff. And she goes, no. We don't do Nike here, but Adidas. So she was pushing the kids on Adidas, and the kids were kind of, hey, Mom, they don't look it.
Pushing back.
I don't really like them that much, Mom. That's not that good. So
that's where we are in society today, though.
Like, no, and it's gotten, like I always say, way left and way right, and right. People don't want to talk about each other's issues. It's just like, if you're not with me, you're against me, and it's bad, and it's ugly, and that's it for me. And, you know, I had a relative told my parents that's it for me, but he didn't have the guts to say it to my face about the NFL. So, I was with the guy. I was waiting to say, hey, man. I mean, you know, he was a coward, didn't want to say it to me, said it to my dad. So, but listen, everybody can do whatever they want. Yeah. I'm not, somebody says I'm done with the NFL. I go, okay. Yeah. I mean, I don't know what you want me to do. I'm not going to, so you think I'm going to sit here and beg you and kiss your ass?
No, no.
You don't want to watch games. I don't believe all of a sudden people just like, yeah, I'm done. And then there's a really good game and they're going to walk
and
by
not
it,
watching it
late in the season and go, you know what? I'm sticking to this. Like, damn, I've been watching football my whole life, but jeez.
I'm not doing it now. Yeah, I don't believe any of that stuff.
I got to watch privately, though, at least, so nobody can see.
Right, in your own room, so no one could see that you're actually watching football. Yeah.
So we got all kinds of stuff going on here that we'll jump on this morning. As got preseason football getting underway tonight. Thank we'll goodness. Have a lot more. A lot more on that. The Atlanta Falcons are in town. We got a lot of stuff going on, and we'll jump all aboard. UD's going to join us later in the show. Udonis Haslam. Miami Ford, he's back for another year. You heard him yesterday, so we'll have all that stuff. So stay with us. We got to do a little CBS TV. We'll be back in a moment.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
One of my favorite instrumental beds here. Well done here, Hollywood. 560 The Joe wants you to cool off and hang 10 during the Summer Flow Fest and Landshark Viewing Party at Margaritaville Hollywood Beach Resort. It's this Friday, 4 to 6 p.m. Hawk and Cratter begin the fun with a live broadcast at 2 p.m. I'm going a little off the paper right here. And then the main event, Hollywood and Omar. I saw Omar tweet about it yesterday. They will be on the Flow Rider together. Well, not together, but against each other that day as well. It's going to be a lot of fun. Lucky winners can enjoy a day on the Flow Rider double during a freestyle flow session hosted by 560 The Joe, WQAM.
I don't think everybody's seen that, Zach, to know exactly
I'm going to explain
what that thing is.
Enter on site at Margaritaville for a chance to win $100 Margaritaville gift card and Flow Rider sessions with a pro. Enjoy ice cold buckets of Landshark beer for $20. Log on to WQAM.com for more details. If you've ever seen it on one of those cruise ship, if you've ever been on a cruise ship to see it, or you ever seen the commercial, the little like, it's kind of like the surf, you're trying to, it's a surf simulator, and you try to get on the surfboard with the water and the waves going pretty at a pretty high pace. And, this Friday, we're going to have Hollywood versus Omar. This is I'm actually getting more excited as we get closer to it, because these two guys are definitely going to fall on their faces. But if somehow, some way, our own Hollywood gets up for even 2 seconds on there and Omar falls, we will never hear the end of this one. If you thought the race was bad, this will be 20 times worse, I think.
I watched it. I sat there. My wife and I were out there for something, and we were just kind of watching the whole thing and having a drink over in that side of it, eating lunch and just coming out. So we're
beautiful.
We're looking at
it there. Beautiful.
And they have that thing on the back end. So if you're walking on the back end down the walkway there, you see it right there. And saw some of the kids up on it. And the guys that work there, of course, are really good at
it.
And they know how to get right
up. Pros, yeah.
But I was thinking, just to come off the street, it's kind of like everything else. Every guy that does radio talks about, like, and it's not a shot, everybody does it. And even if I was to try it after all these years, I can do this and I can run that. And I do it. And you're like, I don't know, man. I mean, it's not, I understand younger kids can get up and do things, but as you get older and you don't do anything,
things get a little tougher, huh?
Yeah, they get a lot tougher.
Well, then this should be an absolute bleep fest on Friday between these two guys, and I can't wait.
Yeah, so whether it's trying to get up, and I don't know if some guy off the street's going to show up and be able to do it or not. I'm guessing maybe if the guy surfed at some point, it'd be easier if you spent time trying to get up on waves, even if they're small waves here in the Atlantic or something. I just always love, though, when we have these contests with all the radio guys. And, like, all these things, and, you know, whether it's trying to catch some friggin' NFL punt or anything else, and you see the ball come, and you're standing going, there's just no way some guy off the street that's never done it is just actually, I mean, there are a lot of receivers that coaches go, no, you can't do it anymore. It's one thing for you catching football, but watching you in punts, you're terrible. So you know, and then we all say we can do that or do this or. Every guy tells me he can run a 4.5 40, and right, I'm going, okay, that's great.
But round two of the of the grudge match between Hollywood and Omar will happen Friday.
But that could be that could be dead even, as in neither guy gets up.
Oh, no, I don't think either gets up. I'm just worried about one thing, and you know how Hollywood gets. He won the race. He has to stop talking about it. If somehow, some way, a split second, he gets up there and Omar just falls flat, we'll never hear the end of this one, ever. Because this is not just a race. This is something where
I think everybody's going to be really safe.
Yeah, so do I think so, too. I think so, too.
I don't know.
Hollywood, do you have any confidence?
No, I mean, again, I don't think, like, you're talking about off the street. Like, it's a surf simulator at a resort, man. Like, I'm not going to play in an NFL game or catch an NFL punt or any of that stuff.
No, I was just using that as an example.
I imagine it's meant for people to actually do. Like, it's probably not impossible.
I don't think it's impossible. I just think it's
not. No, it's not impossible. They wouldn't have it if it was like, you have no shot, but try.
But try it.
No. So
and you act like I don't keep in top shape. Like, I don't get it.
So my wife and I went on vacation, and so we had these surfboards, and we tried. I couldn't get up.
Like on the ocean, though. Yeah, we're not talking about a simulator.
So
yeah.
I couldn't get up. I'm just going to just tell you right now. And I tried, and I had a guy out there with me trying to help me. That you know, one of those guys, one of the natives where we were, he jumped right up. Oh, see, it's not that hard.
Yeah, it's easy.
Not that hard.
Yeah.
He says, you know, bend more. I go, I can't bend more, man. I'm not, you know.
Cracking half, you bend
it. So the whole thing. But my wife got up.
Really?
And, like, cruised in. And I went, she doesn't do anything.
Wow,
I
mean, good for Mama.
She works out.
Mama Rose there.
She does that. But I was like, we were all watching. My daughter was watching going, damn, she got up. I said, so, you know, maybe
right,
it'll happen.
Here we go. Do you think that either one of those two guys has a shot?
Well,
you've seen
the
simulator.
They got a shot.
No, but if you had a bet today,
no.
Yes or no, okay.
I'm willing to rework the odds tomorrow. Like, if you want to marinate on this for a day, I'll rework them. I'll give you some fresh odds tomorrow because I'm obviously trending upward.
I kind of like the
trending upward. Joe, where did that trending upward? You mean
he's in like training camp? Yeah, trending up, trending down.
You're trending up.
So is Omar trending down? Trending.
Omar's always trending down.
Yeah. Hey, so
it's only a $20 bet. I'm actually proud of you because normally at this point you would have said, "I'll bet whatever you want," but you've slowed down and I'm happy about it.
No.
We're not going back to that offensive lineman bet from years ago.
He doesn't want to put up real money because he knows.
So it's a one-way bet, first of all. Did you hear him?
Yeah. It's the same thing you tried to do with me.
You're confident that it wouldn't happen, you'd put up a real number.
Anyway, yeah. Okay, I'll tell you what. We'll match. I'll go 100, and if you don't get up, you owe me 100. How's that?
Well, no, it's 20 to 1 right now.
No, it's not 20 to 1.
Yes, it is.
Just make your own odds. Would your wife make them last night?
He tried to do that for me. Remember he said the 400 versus 20, and I was like, no.
My wife thought I should be going off at 4-1 because she knows I'll do it.
I'll take the 4-1.
There's confidence in the Hollywood house.
Somebody will show up though and jump right up.
Yes,
like
I hope that happens right away.
Like jumping on a bicycle. Somebody will bring their kid out there and the kid will jump up and you're going.
I hope that happens the second before these two guys try to go up there. So. Like, oh, look how easy it is. That 8-year-old
worst
just
case scenario, we all fall and we go have a beer.
Couple land sharks right
Zach
after.
And
by the way, you're right.
There, so
nobody lose at the end of the day
right,
with
exactly.
a couple cold ones.
Zach's going to be a carny out there, which I'm very excited to
see. I actually spoke to direct message with George O'Shea and I said, can you give me some lines to use? And I gave the description of you and Omar, and he's sending me stuff to talk about you guys.
You got
to
heckle us, right?
Yes,
you got to heckle the people that go out there. Like, you have to
correct.
Be a true carny.
Listen, I was in the dunk tank at the UM spring game years and years ago, and I was calling people Jacory Harris, and they were getting pissed. You can't hit me. You throw like Jacory. And the Canes fans were getting pissed off at me.
Yeah.
I know how to be the evil man.
Pretty good. You'd be a fun person to have
in
a dunk tank. By
I
way.
Have been in one. That's not fun.
Well, listen, that sounds like it's going to
be a
lot
cool
of
event.
Fun
cool event.
For everybody
yes.
who wants to come out there and join all the guys out there. We love to see you out there for sure. And
see these two guys fall, it's probably worth just making the drive out there.
I would say the cold beers on a Friday afternoon.
That helps,
would
too.
Be a,
yeah.
Would be a good way to go.
Hawk and Crowder will be live. These two guys are going to fall on their face. I'm going to be making fun of everyone, and there's going to be lots of beer. That sounds like a party.
Hey, by the way, here, real quickly, too, I wanted to bring this up. So I didn't realize this, that it was out, that it's out right now. The Screwball by Billy Corbin, by A-Rod and Biogenesis and Anthony Bosch. You remember all the characters.
Of course.
We went through all that stuff here in South Florida. So it's out on Netflix now.
Mm-hmm.
And for people that haven't seen it, and you were just telling me this morning, you watched it last night.
Loved it.
Went after A-Rod pretty good, huh?
You know,
not a great look for Mr.
It was not,
Rehab My Image.
It was not, because basically we all know the story of how he came out and he, you know, emphatically said, this is against my legacy. I didn't do it. I can't believe it. Then the world famous apology where he's apologizing for doing it. Then the suspension. And then I'm not going to take the suspension, because if I take the suspension, it's because I did steroids. Okay, I did steroids. Back and forth. But this was crazy, because this story from day one of Anthony Bosch, how he got this kind of fake, a license to be a doctor. Yeah. But his dad was a doctor. This whole story, top to bottom, I couldn't stop watching.
Right.
About an hour 45. Billy Corbin's a master at these things, Cocaine Cowboys and The U and Broke, all these movies he's made. This could have been one of the best he's done. I couldn't stop watching it because every time we switched a little bit to go to a different angle of the story, it was another huge name. Oh, it's Gio Gonzalez and Ryan Braun and the guys here in Miami. Oh, it's high school kids. Oh, wait a minute. It's back to A-Rod. Manny got A-Rod on it, and you see the story about Manny and how it happened to Manny. Then it's all these. Then it's Bartolo Colon in it. It was just amazing.
Yeah.
Anthony Bosch and what he did, and the whole thing. I mean, the spoiler, not a really spoiler because it's a real story, but the entire thing got blown up because one guy didn't get paid his $4,000 back from Anthony Bosch. Anthony Bosch takes a $4,000 loan from another loan shark on the street and pays this guy off. This never happens.
Yeah.
$4,000 is the reason why Biogenesis, Major League Baseball, and all this blew up.
Can I just say this to that, though? It was going to blow up sooner or later.
Of course it was, but it got blown up a lot earlier than expected.
But you said it would never. Like, sooner or later, when you're doing something illegal, somebody.
It happens, sure.
Because you're asking somebody, and somebody doesn't pay somebody, like you said, or somebody gets mad at the bottom. You know, it's just like, And then people turn on people, man.
Real quick.
You know, drug dealers, somebody gets busted. Right. They go, hey, you're going to go to jail or you're gonna do a little whistling right now. And
you know who the main guy for Major League Baseball was in this? The commissioner now. Well, he led the entire charge on the steroids.
Rob Manfred. Yeah, yeah. You're right. And A-Rod went after him before going on to fan radio and sitting there and telling
with
everybody.
Francesa. They had all those bits and pieces from all the press conferences, from Congress, when McGuire was in, like all this stuff was sitting there, and you're just like, wow. And you kind of know the story, but now you get more to the details.
Damn.
Best hour in 35 or 40 minutes I've had watching a movie in a long
time.
Like
you said, Billy's done some really good ones. Yeah. The Cocaine Cowboys stuff that he did was just
outstanding. All that stuff.
And everything.
And even
else.
Broke. The movie did Broke. He's done a good job.
He's really done the documentaries because they're all based around South Florida. And
always
just
comes
been
back here, right?
Always just really, really good stuff. We got to go to break here. We got a lot of stuff, including a game tonight, a preseason game. One of, I believe, 11 preseason football games tonight. So we'll talk more about that. Plus, a strange story with Antonio Brown. This got to be a first time a guy's not playing because of frostbite. You can't even make that up. You cannot make that up. Frostbite. Right? I mean, it's just it's
kind
of
funny when you say it.
So now they're trying to figure out how long because that's a new injury that we haven't seen.
Well, you haven't seen a lot of guys go on the injured list with frostbite, right?
And, like, if you're going to jump in and use a piece of equipment – you got to learn how to use it properly so that doesn't happen.
How about wear a pair of socks in that thing, maybe?
I don't know if it's a shoe or socks. Maybe next time you can have somebody kind of coach up on it when you hear it can really help your body and recovery and all that stuff.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
Sixteen days away, the Miami Hurricanes and the Florida Gators start the college football season. We still don't know who the quarterback's going to be for the Miami Hurricanes. We'll hopefully know at the beginning of next week, but we're getting closer and closer and closer to the college football season starting. I know we got Dolphin preseason tonight, but college football coming back very soon. This College Football Report brought to you by FIU Panthers football. Panther Pride is here. Get your season tickets now at 305 FIU game or visit tickets.fiusports.com. Yesterday was FIU Media Day. I saw pictures of Butch and the boys yesterday.
Butch got a good team. Yeah. Getting some guys that, you know, everybody still a bunch of college football teams waiting on the portal to find out and trying to get all these guys eligible, by the way, the Miami Hurricanes just got their safety back, and they were all pumped up. But saw a lot of the schools going, the NCAA just signed off on some guys this is part of what's got the coaches frustrated. I mean, nobody wants to lose players, but it's going both ways, right? You lose players, but guys, you can pick guys up too in the transfer portal. But why does it take so long on certain guys?
Don't know. Great question.
Guys in the same boat, one guy's allowed to transfer right away and finds out he's got eligibility like quickly. Others guys got to wait. I know there's a lot more to it, and I know it's not that easy, and a lot of it has to do with transferring classes and all that. I understand it's not all just – but they got to come up with some kind of system where – I mean, that's a big difference between a guy finds out he's eligible to transfer right away and he's in spring football someplace else and he knows he can play so the coach can treat him that way because he knows he's going to have him for that season. Then other guys, Bubba just got
just got
the green light to join him. And, you know, they're all pumped to have this guy who was a hell of a player. But he's missed obviously some time and
a lot of time
haven't been
far
out there.
Yeah.
No matter how you practice – no matter what you do, I mean, I've been in the best of days when guys are in really, really good shape and work hard. You go to camp, it's just a different soreness. It's different muscles. I don't know why. I know you try to put yourself through some of the stuff that you'll do once camp starts, but it's just different when you put pads on and you're out there running around and you have movements that you're not expecting because you're competing against other guys and all that stuff. So it's pretty crazy. Hey, so we got our first preseason game tonight. We'll be jumping into some of these guys to watch and that you'll be able to see tonight. Josh Rosen's going to play a lot of football.
Good.
We got two guards that are rookies that I expect will probably play a lot tonight. Michael Dieter, left guard. Shaq Calhoun at right guard will be big. We're going to have a CFL linebacker in the middle probably playing a lot of this thing tonight. Preston Williams is a name that everybody's been talking about at camp out of Colorado State. One year. And came out, actually had a year of eligibility left and said, no, I'm out of here, man. 96 catches, 1,345 yards and 14 touchdowns.
It's a good season right there.
There ain't nothing left to do. But no matter, you know, even the great year of you've had some issues off the field. And the league seems to be, not for everybody, but we saw with the defensive tackle that was a really good football player. Like, that's not up for debate the way Willis played last year at defensive tackle for the Canes. He was unbelievable. Unbelievable. And ends up, not getting drafted?
Undrafted.
Undrafted. Yeah. He didn't even go in the seventh round.
I had to think for a second
if he made it to the seventh round. So he didn't get.
Yet they're raving about him in Baltimore.
Well, because.
Like, how good of a player he is. Can't believe he was undrafted.
I'm guessing everybody tried to sign him because once, you know, it's all of a sudden it's okay. Like, you don't draft a guy, but, oh, by the way, if we can get him as a free agent, we'd be interested. That's where we take all the guys that have had problems off the field. We'll take shots. So, Dolphins take one on a wide receiver. But, yeah, I think, are you going to be surprised? Anybody out there going to be surprised if Willis isn't a really good football player and in somebody's defensive tackle rotation and at some point going to be starting?
No, wouldn't surprise me at all.
I mean, he was that good.
Yep.
That year he had last year. Pass rusher, I mean, you talk about getting the most out of one year after all the stuff. So I still haven't been able to get to all the bottom of all the stuff, but apparently it wasn't the greatest off season for him since his injury. He didn't play in that Wisconsin game, had nothing to do with it. But after that, the way everything was handled, he was just a disaster.
Yeah.
I heard it was just, I mean, he didn't get drafted. How the hell do you not draft? And, of course, big dummy here thought he was going in the second or third round.
I thought he
was dropping to second or third round because of those issues. They go, no. So the league is
– At one point in the mock drafts, he was a late first-round pick.
That's
early
right.
Second round, and then he went undrafted. So you could see what happens in the evaluation process right there, how a team looks at a guy. Okay, he was a little bit injured. He has some off-field problems. We got to stay away from this kid unless he's undrafted. We can't waste a draft pick on him. And now you're right. Would it shock anyone at this point who followed Miami football or guys around the country that followed college football in general if this kid a year from now, not even a year from now, halfway through the season, is one of the main parts of that rotation at defensive tackle?
Well, everybody's going to be rotating defensive tackles, especially early in the year with the heat for the big guys. But I will continue to say, to me, he was clearly – he didn't play in the last game because of injury, but he was the best player on the football team. He was the best player on the University of Miami football team last year.
On a really good defense, he was the best defensive player.
On a really good defense where a lot of guys got drafted, and he didn't get drafted. And so it had – I mean, nobody's going to come on and go, oh, we weren't that impressed with his tapes. I mean – that nobody's going to say that.
No way.
It just had to do with and you know, we never get to hear all the stories unless a guy assaults somebody or gets arrested and you see it. But
red flags, Joe.
Red flags.
Always do it.
Teams are a lot more careful though with drafting guys that unless you are just Superman. Usually some teams will take a seventh, right? Take a seventh round
flyer on a guy, yeah.
We use seventh round picks for everything, right? So seventh round, throw that in there. Take a shot on this guy. We've done our background. What do you think? And you ask security, you call them in, and security goes, oh, I don't know, man. The more we talk to people, the worse it gets. Parents, good people, though. Nice people. So we got one of those guys, and we'll see how he plays, man. I called it it's second chance for Preston Williams, rookie free agent, to see. But, boy, I'll tell you what, for everything, I mean, he fills out. And when Xavier Howard goes, hey, listen, I go against this guy a lot, and I watch him because those guys are going against each other every day, the – corners and wide receivers said, man, they're talking about him. Like, he's got a chance to be, not make the team. He's got a chance to be really good. So we get to see that together tonight. He'd be one of those guys that everybody's going to be talking about and that. And then the guard position, because it's been an ongoing topic for the last 250 years of Miami Dolphins.
Seems Dolphin. It,
no. No, I'm just kidding.
No, it seems it. Right.
Cooch and Larry Little, I'm sorry I said that. Cooch.
Okay, so after that.
Cooch is up watching us right now.
Keith
saying,
Sims,
hey, come
on, throw that out of there.
Keith Sims. Yeah. But no, to have both guard positions,
right.
I mean, it was pretty
Joe,
good.
We've been talking about guards for Larry. At least a decade now. At least. About 10 years.
No, it's been.
At least 10 years now not to have a guy in there.
Just tonight. You know CBS is already, right, zoning in on that. They're going to zone in on your first-round pick, see how he plays tonight. He'll play a lot, I'm guessing, tonight. We'll see a lot. Zach, I think if you're healthy tonight, outside of a couple of guys, I think there's going to be a lot of guys playing a lot of football. This is not one of the teams that's established that has veteran guys. And, by the way, Atlanta is a really good example of a team. Atlanta thinks they got a chance. You got to stay healthy. Devontae Freeman's a big part of it. If he can stay healthy, they feel like they got really good. They got a frontline receiver.
Number one receiver.
They got maybe the best third receiver in the National Football League. So you got that. You got one of the top tight ends. I mean, they're really good at every position.
And defense.
They drafted with their two first-round picks, offensive linemen. One's had a heart issue, and it's getting taken care of right now. And then that defense has also got some really dominant guys. So they're all in it for right now to make a run at the Saints and see what they can do. So they're in a completely different situation when you look at their roster, where they are, and getting ready to pay Julio Jones and make him the highest-paid receiver and stuff like that. And you got a quarterback that's been around in his early 30s or 32, 33, 34, whatever he is. So you have all that. They're just in a much, much different situation. Plus, they had the great collapse just a couple years ago. And
they still bring that up, by the way. 28-3.
That ain't going away.
No, I know.
28-3.
That's a nightmare that'll never leave those guys' heads.
That one would be a hard one to try to get over for sure.
You're up 25 on the Patriots in the third quarter.
Oh, God.
Like up, not in the first quarter, and you score four quick touchdowns. And we're talking mid third quarter. You're up 28-3.
You realize
one more first down.
One more first down.
Right.
Penalty. One turnover. You don't have
right.
Just you fall down and you don't fumble it.
That's it. Everything.
I mean, all those things, Zach. I mean, it literally the time was like everything needed to happen. They just. I hate to use the word choked, and I know we use choked.
Well, they did. They did.
But, boy, that thing had.
Joe, they choked. You're up 25.
They saw the Patriot thing coming and went, holy crap, we can't stop it.
Right.
Right?
Then one after another bad thing. Yep.
You get an. You know, people forget the catch Julio Jones made down the sideline. Should have been ball game.
Right.
Sets him up. Great field position. Makes an unbelievable catch and go ball game. And it was for nothing. Because after that play, everything went the other way.
Yo, we're talking about it. Imagine being in Atlanta. Like we're talking about it as just fans of football. Imagine actually being a Falcons fan and having to live that nightmare. You're up 25 in the third quarter over the Patriots in the Super Bowl, and you lost the game.
They were so wiped out by the end of the game.
It's horrible.
They were running quick screens and stuff, and it just Atlanta just looked like, can we play zone? Because we're this. Right. That was the thing. Didn't New England run like almost 100 plays in that game? The Patriots just ran some ridiculous amount of offensive plays. We got to go to break here. We got 7 o'clock hour coming up. All kinds of stuff going on. More stuff to get to here as we continue on. Kim Bocamper going to be on the sideline tonight. You know we got to get Big Bo up this morning. Get him going. Dave Archer, former Falcon quarterback and color analyst, for the Falcons Radio Network and doing ACC football games
Speaking of someone who probably hasn't gotten over that, he was on the call, right? Was he on the call for his team?
You can ask him.
I'm afraid to ask him, right?
So Dave, they played the same time. We used to go up and have scrimmages every year. We went up to Atlanta and had him when we had our really good football teams. So that was he's a good guy. Dave, we'll talk to him. Udonis Haslam's going to join us.
That's a good guy right
this morning. We got all kinds of stuff going on here for a Thursday for the set for tonight's first preseason game that you can hear on QAM. So we'll have all that stuff for you coming up.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.